When Michael Howell L. was released from prison last August after a 23-year drug-related sentence, he found a completely different world.
I was, you know, totally awe, looking at the cars and cell phones, you know, technology, because I left with big giant mobile phones, you know, they use in the army, and now they handheld with all this texting and all this old stuff.
He didn't have long to take it all in.
Well, in 1987, I produced a child. In 1989, she passed form. I didn't know. My family members all knew, but they didn't tell me that she was deceased.
He owed 2 years of child support, due immediately. What little money he'd saved up in prison was gone. There was a litany of other fees, and also the matter of a place to live and finding a job as a convicted felon without resorting to crime.
So I was like, where am I going to get this money from? I don't have a job. You know what I'm saying? So how is an ex-con is to pay this with no finance, period?
And it is so much to take on at once.
That's Kelly Doyle, County Director of the Center for Employment Opportunities. CEO has offices in New York, California, and Tulsa.
So you want to make sure, and for those of you that have tattoos in different places, if you have the tattoos up and down your arm, just put on some long sleeves, okay, for the interview. We're preparing you for the interview.
It provides transportation to interviews, teaches ex-offenders basic life skills, and places them in transitional jobs. The jobs pay very little, but it's better than just cutting them loose.
We were proven to reduce recidivism upwards of 20%. And though it's 20%, it translates to millions of dollars in criminal justice savings.
CEO Tulsa opened in 2011 and is on track to assist more than 150 recently released felons in its first year. But about 8,000 Oklahoma inmates will be released in that same time. Democratic State Senator Constance Johnson says the issue is paid little more than lip service at the Capitol.
We talk about it. It falls on deaf ears.
There are dozens of services and professions convicted felons are in some way restricted from by state law. Some make obvious sense, like bank officer or carrying a firearm. But some don't, like cosmetologist and funeral director. It can be difficult to even get a driver's license.
And every time we've tried to bring a bill to change that, then you get into the licensure boards, lobbies, and, you know, well, we need ours to stay this way. And so all the bills ultimately die.
Senator Johnson calls the Justice Reinvestment Initiative signed into law earlier this month inadequate. But Kelly Doyle says it could allow CEO to expand through a new requirement that felons receive 9 months of supervision.
You know, we can't enroll people into this program unless they're on supervision, and less than half of the people in the state have supervision when they get out. So
that pleases Michael Howell L., who was able to get a stable job at a local Mexican restaurant with CEO's help, can afford an apartment, and hopes to one day open a restaurant of his own. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.